This is Freak Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And freetalklive.com is our website. And you can call us tonight at 855-450-3733. That is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. You can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm. That's our username there on Skype. And have yourself a grand old time sharing whatever is on your mind with us tonight. And I think we do have someone on the line who does want to share what's on his mind. So let's talk to Robert, listening in Bellows Falls, Vermont. Hi, Robert. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Free Talk Live. How are you?
Doing great tonight, Robert. What's on your mind?
Hey, I keep hearing every once in a while, you know, somebody will call in, whether it's on the phone or whether they're using the Skype. They say that they're not paying their taxes. And it seems, I seem to be hearing it a lot more often. And when I hear that, the two things that come to mind is Ed and Elaine Brown.
And, yeah, you know, and they're in jail, right? Prison right now, actually.
They didn't pay their taxes. And my question is, all these people that are not paying their tax, what makes them so sure that they're going to be able to get away with it? They didn't.
I don't think they can be so sure. I think it's a pretty dangerous game to play, in my opinion, to not pay taxes, because it is threatened with incarceration or even the gun.
Yeah, I just don't agree with the whole, like, the argument that, well, the law says this, and that's enough to protect you. I don't buy that, because, number one, the law can be subjectively interpreted by judges and politicians, and there's not a damn thing you can do about it. If they want your money, they're going to somehow take it from you, and they're going to punish you if you don't fill out these taxes.
Well, let me ask you this, though. How many people who are outside of the geographic area? Because the United States government is one of very few governments, and I believe, like, the only government that demands taxes on your earnings, even if you do not reside in the geopolitical area known as
citizenship.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So if you've lived your whole life in Canada, but you're a U.S. citizen, and the U.S. government believe, and you make more than $80,000 or $90,000 a year, it may have changed, more than $100,000 a year, the U.S. government believes you owe them money. You've never driven on their roads, you've never used their, you know, whatever services, nothing, but they believe that you owe them money. I just want to know, has anyone ever been drugged out of some foreign country to pay taxes in the United States? And I think the answer is no.
Well, I think so, too, but if they try to come back for whatever reason, or if they're passing through, then they probably...
Indeed, that's going to change things.
I mean, there is a case with expats where they're leaving, and it's pretty clear to anybody, not just the government, it's pretty clear to anybody that they're leaving to avoid paying taxes.
Yes.
And those people are getting, you know, they are being given a very, very hard time about becoming expats, about losing their citizenship. But has any of them even been pursued? Well, not that I'm aware of, but that does, you know, the government's not just letting these people go.
There's taxes on leaving. This is why I call it slavery.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
The fact is that a slave is free. Now, you can claim that I choose to be in the geopolitical designation known as the United States, and or I choose to remain a citizen because I was born this way. But you can't claim that I'm free if I've got to pay to get us out of your system. Look, Roman slaves, Julius Caesar bought his way out of slavery.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
And that's what slavery is. I mean, the fact is that people here in the antebellum South, they had their freedom bought by people. And that happened. So if you've got to pay money to be free, you're not free.
Robert?
Oh, yeah. It's fascinating because I'm told that there's thousands and thousands of people are out there in the United States that don't pay their taxes. And it's like, wow, how do they get away with it?
That's a good question. I mean, it's to a certain extent, it's probably about staying off the radar. You know, like if you file a tax return one year and it's big, and then the next year they don't get something from you, then you might hear from them, I'm guessing.
Yeah, there's all kinds of different formulas they have for flags to you know, see whether or not a person's been picked up. But my co-host Ian has gone on the radio for years and saying that he doesn't pay income tax.
Doesn't even file.
Doesn't file, doesn't do anything.
And
for
I hear
years.
That you're less likely to get caught if you don't file.
And he's said it for years, and he's never so much as got a letter from these people.
Right.
That I know of.
I'm Robert, glad you're the one that said that, Mark. I wouldn't want to throw him under the bus.
Well, he says it himself. I mean, he's very public about it, which is, I mean, good on him. It's, you know, he wants to inspire people to do the same thing, and I think that's wonderful. So thank you for calling in, Robert. I appreciate your thoughts tonight. And why wouldn't it be a great world we lived in if we didn't have that threat hanging over our heads?
Of, yeah, absolutely.
You better give us some of your money and be our slave. Anyway, the toll-free call-in line, ProXPN call-in line, is 855-450-3733 or on Skype, lrn.fm. Now, we've been loaded up with calls, but at the beginning of the show, we did start to talk about an issue that that kind of came up on the show last Sunday, about this viral article that was written by a woman, Linda Tirado. She claimed that she was poor, and she was really, really struggling financially, and it turned out that was not really so. So just to recap for anybody who's tuning in, that's what we spent the first segment of the show talking about, and now here we are in the third hour. We still haven't really gotten to read about it, but it's Free Talk Live. That's what happens, and we do love it when people call in. But, Brian, you got some more details on that. I would like to hear a little bit more about what happened with that story.
Yeah, the response to it, the story comes from the Houston Press, and it's, there are times when the good deeds that happen by the magic of the Internet make us quite giddy. This time they make us cringe to the tune of $100,000. If you haven't read the insightful personal narrative that recently went viral, which is why I make terrible decisions or poverty thoughts, there's a good chance it's somewhere on your Facebook news feed. This thing is everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
The essay, which is being touted as a poignant look at the terrible decision-making process of the poor, is the product of writer Linda Walter Tirado's personal experience with poverty. Linda, a married mother of two, speaks of having to live in seedy motels where there are roaches that she stabs with toothpicks. She can't cook for her family because she lacks a kitchen, and she's afraid of attracting more roaches, so they survive on junk food in the said seedy motel. Oh, and not only does Linda say she's living in seedy motels and stabbing roaches, but she's also working two jobs, taking a full load of college courses, and is banished to a life as a cook in the back of the house at a back of the house restaurant, as she is deemed too unsightly as a waitress, or apparently a legal secretary, due to an unfortunate set of teeth. She's in desperate need of dental work, and her body is full of infection, but she can't afford to spend the money on medical care or dental care. It's a tragic, tragic story. It's also tragically fictional. You see, Linda Walter Tirado, or Killer Martinis, as she's known on her Kinja screen name, wrote this.
What's Kinja? Is that like a social network?
Yeah, it's kind of like a Twitter type thing.
Oh, okay.
Wrote this brain-grating essay, and it's also being subjected to the pitfalls of poverty. Linda's not actually poor, though, nor was she raised in what most would describe as poverty, unless you consider a boarding school education as a marker for poverty.
Most people don't.
No. And the inferences on what it's like to be poor, from the roach-infested living quarters to the lack of wholesome food, would almost be laughable if they weren't such freaking gross stereotypes written by a person who has never experienced true poverty. That little fact takes it from laughable to infuriating. What's also infuriating is that Linda, who is panhandling for $100,000 worth of donations on GoFundMe, which is an online... you know, collected,
yeah,
kind of like a PayPal
crowdfunding
thing, wrote this piece and the comments and rebuttals to it while masquerading as a poor person, but has now decided to clean up the mess by copping to her past as a person from a much different background. She says here, I started kindergarten a year early. I went to an exclusive private school where we didn't have grade levels. They grouped us by age. We had workbooks and different subjects depending on our ability level. When my parents transferred me to a closer school with normal grades, they put me in fourth grade. I was 7 years old. They wanted to put me in fifth grade, but my parents thought it would be too difficult for me socially. So what? They must be rating her as a genius.
Yeah,
almost 7 years old and in the fourth grade. That's first grade stuff.
She got people on the internet to send her $100,000.
Yeah,
she
may
be a genius.
Yeah, and there's quite a bit more here too.
Yeah, I'm really curious to hear about that.
I'm reasonably certain she's a genius.
It makes me kind of wonder too about the person who wrote this. Do they have some kind of an agenda or a grudge? We'll find out here on Free Talk Live, the Sunday edition, 855-450-3733.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. you know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to Vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And you can call us tonight and bring up anything that's on your mind. On the ProXPN toll-free call-in line at 855-450-FREE, spells out the word free, that's 855-450-3733.
You can help us at Free Talk Live sponsor 100 microloans via World Vision. These microloans are specific microloans that are designed to get people their own coffee farms, essentially, to become a part of a coffee farm co-op, where they do shade-grown coffee. And the shade-grown coffee, by the way, prevents acid reflux. It makes a difference. And when they use the term fairly traded, what they mean is that they set up a system with BuzzBox Coffee to purchase the coffee that's produced by these people and then sell it to people who are essentially conscious consumers at a rate that is commensurate to all other premium brand coffees. And I've looked through the business model. I've been on the phone with World Vision. I've been on the phone with BuzzBox Coffee. Kamano Island is the coffee company that makes BuzzBox. And talk to their CEOs. I'm confident this is the best tasting, most sustainable, most moral coffee you can drink. I hope you'll go take a look at coffee.freetalklive.com. We'll give you a free pound. If you're caffeine challenged like I am, we will soon have a decaffeinated option up there, but currently it is decaf. Now, there's the caffeine doesn't in their coffee doesn't make isn't as prevalent because it's shade grown. It's not not quite so caffeinated as other coffee, so it won't for you people that get all wigged out by caffeine. It may not be as bad for you. Go check it out, coffee.freetalklive.com. Like I said, the first pound is free. You've got to cover the shipping, but other than that, we'll make sure that you're covered in that first pound of BuzzBox coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, I've heard of moral fiber, but never moral coffee. That sounds great. Mark, you also have your own podcast. It's called The Edgington Post. Right?
That's right. You can find it by going through Free Talk Live, soundcloud.freetalklive.com. I post them there. And
yeah, you do interviews with the movers and shakers of the world.
I try my best.
Cool. Okay, so let's hear a little bit more about this article that we discussed last week under the pretense, you know, obviously, we have no way of verifying these things. Most of the time you see news articles like this, especially an opinion piece, a blog post, and you think, you know, why would they, you know, I feel like a fool saying, well, why would it be fake? But obviously
it's fake.
It was
and
fake.
And the person benefited greatly, $100,000 in donations.
So tell me more about that, Brian.
Sure. The real Linda, which that's the woman who claimed to be poor and a bearer of bad decisions.
She used her real name, too.
Yeah. And she's neither poor nor does, I mean, granted, an intelligent or a book smart person can still make, you know, bad decisions, no doubt about it.
Sure.
But she is, it would at least seem to be an incredibly book smart person as she is supposedly was going to get into the fifth grade. And being only 7 years old. Anyway, the real Linda owns a home thanks to some pretty generous parents. Her LinkedIn profile states she's been a freelance writer and political consultant since 2010 and has worked in politics since 2004.
Which, in politics.
Which campaigns?
I'm not sure. There's a link, and you can check it out. We'll put this up on the Facebook page. But a claim backed by 27 decent connections. So there's some, as far as reputation works on LinkedIn, she may have actually done this. You know, worked for in politics. She's married to a Marine, has met President Obama while interning for a politician, who obviously wasn't disgusted by those rotten teeth, and has plenty of time to visit Las Vegas on vacation and blog about her privileged life on WordPress. There's links to all this stuff.
Wow.
How
did the Huffington Post not check this out? I mean, like, that should be their job.
She speaks both German and Dutch and has a well-rounded political blog that ended in 2011. It's also a blog where she quite plainly references being paid to win races. She didn't cop to any of that in her generalized disclaimer, though. She simply stated the following on her GoFundMe page, conveniently tucked away at the bottom. How is it that someone with such clarity and evocation has any right to assert that they are poor? It is likely untrue. Well, it is and it isn't. You have to understand that the piece you read was taken out of context, that I never meant to say that all these things were happening to me right now or that I was still quite so abject. I am not. I am reasonably normally lower working class. I am exhausted and poor and can't make all my bills all the time, but I reconciled with my parents when I got pregnant for the sake of the kids, and I have family resources. I can always make the amount of money I need in a month. It's just that it doesn't always match the billing cycles. She's cleaned up her Twitter feed, removing any references to being poor, and has added disclaimers to her essay to quell nosy naysayers or reporters. A well-hidden Facebook page from 2011 still exists, though.
She's claiming, I'm poor because sometimes I bounce checks.
Yeah. Her definition of poor is very poorly.
So that stuff that she was writing about, is she saying oh, you must have misunderstood me. I was saying that I have experienced this stuff, but not anymore.
Right.
It really sounded like it was going on for
and
her
she's,
at the time.
And she's claiming it was taken out of context so that maybe these things were true at one point, but not so much anymore. Or, you know, and clearly, I mean, this woman is a master manipulator.
That woman
would appear to be.
Yeah. Portrayed herself as poor.
Yeah.
And it intended for us to understand her plight today as a poor person, and I refuse to believe that this is some kind of mistake.
Yeah, this is just pure twisting. I mean, one of the things I think is important to get out of this, and there's even more to the story. It just goes on and on and on, about all the things, you know, that she just is not poor at all, nor dumb. You know, and
wow.
But one of the things to take away from this that I think is important, especially in our internet age, this has been important for all time, in my opinion, but in the internet age where you can fact check for yourself very quickly, you know, on a lot of things, do not just jump on these stories, you know, and use them as opinions, you know, as a way to formulate your own opinions as a reader, as a, you know, someone that sponges in information. I think it's just incredibly important to stop and think about things because, I mean, how many people she's gotten almost $100,000 in donations.
Yeah.
To stop and think about things before you really act on them at all times.
Let me ask you this on GoFundMe. Can you redact your donation?
I'm not sure.
Because I would think that there's a lot of people feeling pretty foolish.
Yeah, well, apparently people are still donating, according to the story,
okay,
after they found out that this was all a fraud.
Really?
Yeah.
Why would someone do that?
Well, she's probably claiming that she's going to help other poor people or something. Would be my guess.
Yeah, now because her goal at GoFundMe was $100,000, and she says if she reaches $100,000, she will up the GoFundMe goal to $150,000. So she's not even stopping. It's all come out, and she's not stopping.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah.
I feel like I've been taken for a ride. Like I'm mad about this.
Well, I didn't even think she made good arguments for.
Oh, they were terrible.
Right. So, like, I'm willing to accept that poor people make good decisions for their lives, however their lives might be. And I kind of went with the, the eating fast food thing that she went. Like, there were some arguments were okay, but others were just horrifyingly bad. And that's why I didn't accept them. I'm still willing to hear the article on why poor people make good decisions, why the decisions that they're making aren't bad the way I see them as bad. I'm still willing to change my mind on that. I just felt like she did a terrible job of representing them. If you're going to represent poor people, at least represent them well.
If you are someone who is actually in poverty, please, you know, share your experiences with us. We are open to listening. But this article, if you have thoughts on that, we're welcome to hear those too. At 855 450 free here on Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Seedsmart.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
You can call us on the Pro XPN toll-free call-in line at 855-450-3733 or call us on Skype at lrn.fm.
Forcefieldenergy.com, we've been talking about it here on Free Talk Live for, well, as far back as a couple of months ago. At the time, it was at about $5.20 a share. Now it's at about $5.80 a share. I had predicted that it was going to go up, and it's nice to be right. But it was just looking at sort of the facts. Force Field was ready to get listed on NASDAQ at the time, and that was going to give it a little bump in price, and it certainly did. It has a great position in the marketplace as far as providing LED lighting to industrial-level installations. And they had a lot of contracts hanging out there. I know that when you have when you put out proposals, you're going to get sales back. And when those sales started coming back in that they were going to do really well, well, they are. So go check out forcefieldenergy.com yourself, because don't take my word for it. Don't take WallStreetCheatSheet.com. Don't take SeekingAlpha.com's word for it. Both of them say great things about Force Field Energy. You've got to do your own research, and because all investments have risk. But I think once you do your research on Force Field Energy, you're going to come to the same conclusion that I have, that forcefieldenergy.com is a buy. And that if you don't buy today, you're going to have missed out on profits. Again, so it's forcefieldenergy.com. FNRG is the ticker symbol.
All right. Let's go to the phones because we do have a call on the line from Ramon listening in Miami. Hey, Ramon, you're on Free Talk Live.
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing?
Doing great tonight.
Glad to hear it. All right. I was calling to see if you guys had heard about the libertarian candidate running for governor in the state of Florida by the name of Adrian Wiley.
Nope. I mean, there's a libertarian candidate running for governor in every single one of the other states, too. We don't know them all.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
This guy's really good, man. He's been getting a lot of support, and I'm actually going to try to, you know, help get on the campaign trail and get him in office, man. I got other people, too, willing to help because, like you guys saying, like all pretty much libertarian and activists say, it's like we have to be the change we want to see. If we don't get up and do it, if we keep waiting every election cycle for somebody else to take action, then we'll keep getting the same result.
I think that's true.
I don't know about that. My favorite way of being the change in my world is to work on myself and not to get involved in politics, because it seems like it's very difficult to influence or control.
Did you say get involved in politics, or did you just say get involved? I mean, it means different things to different people.
Yeah, I say get involved. It doesn't have to be politics or, you know, anything dealing with that aspect of it. But just to get involved in general, maybe someone, you know, on the fence, politics would be the first, you know, activity they'll want to be involved in, and maybe they'll, you know, become political activists who, you know, get out and protest with us at maybe a Monsanto's rally or something. So I'm just glad to have a different option other than the left, right, Republican, Democrat, same old every year. You know, I'm one of the people, I'm only 25, so I haven't seen that many election cycles, but I'm pretty sure that, you know, back in the 80s and stuff when the libertarians were trying to, you know, get Ron Paul and other people in office, that the people who were younger then that are older now aren't used to seeing so much young people, in my opinion, get politically active. So it's really good in my eyes, and, like, what you guys are doing is helping the cause, too. So I just want to let you guys know that we're going to try to get some more libertarians in office, because last time I called...
Ramon, do you think this guy has a decent chance? Like, what do you think the chances are of getting this guy elected?
See, the thing is about Florida is that the Republican that we have in office, and, you know, the last Republican we had are the two candidates that are running now. Chris Christie is running as a Democrat now. He's the former Republican governor of Florida. So it's kind of weird, and I don't know.
No, it's not Chris Christie. It's what's his name? Shoot.
Yeah, I'm getting them confused with the other guy, but yeah, he's the former Republican governor of Florida. Now he's running as a Democrat, and it's weird because it's like people are waking up thanks to Obamacare and a lot of other things. So they're starting to see that the left-right paradigm is pretty much the same thing. You're going to get overspending and horrible, you know, treatment by the government. So I'm pretty sure that he has a pretty good chance, in my opinion, because even people like where I live in the ghetto are getting, you know, a libertarian mind state. So it's good to know that those type of candidates are even coming down here to a state like Florida.
Well, I wish you the best of luck. I've never seen a libertarian candidate.
Dogcatcher win. Yeah. It's Charlie Crist is his name. But, yeah, I mean, there's no doubt the Democrats have a terrible choice, but... you know, I mean, Florida's had a bunch of wishy-washy Republican and Democrat governors throughout the years. Florida seems happy with a moderate. And I really hope that a libertarian can get pushed through, but it's going to be an uphill battle, Ramon. I hope you all the best to you.
We're saying this because we don't want to see you get this burned out, excuse me, or disappointed. Because I know personally, like, I've been involved in politics in the past, and all it resulted in was stress and burnout. And that was even in New Hampshire when there's supposedly people trying to do the same thing. I don't know about you guys, but that was my experience.
I go through different stages of burnout when it comes to politics.
I look at things kind of from a historical model, and politics has been around for, give or take, 6,000, you know, 5,000, 4,000 years. Take your pick. Either way, if something doesn't bring more freedom to people by then, it's worthless to me. You know, I mean, that's just my thoughts on it. That doesn't mean, if it means something to someone
maybe
else,
maybe Ramon
okay. Can
prove us wrong, but thanks, Ramon, for calling in. We wish you the best of luck with that. I appreciate your thoughts. And the ProXPN toll-free call-in line is 855-450-3733, or you can call us on Skype at lrn.fm. Now, okay, we're going to switch gears here because we don't have any calls on the line right now, but we're going to switch gears to a topic that I... find fascinating. This is a science topic, so this is a little bit different than what we normally cover on Free Talk Live.
And that's where your doctorate is, or your
PhD? I have a PhD in biochemistry, and I did a lot of genetics work in my PhD, so I know a little
bit. Since we don't call you Dr. Murphy on the show, I thought I'd let people know that.
I also went to medical school for 2 years. I didn't finish medical school, but I do have 2 years of MD education as well as a PhD. So that's my background, in case it matters to you. But there's an article that's been making the rounds on the internet. And actually, funny enough, this kind of went viral because it got picked up by the Daily Mail, which is just this tabloid, you know, this UK-based tabloid that runs utter trash most of the time, frankly. But it got picked up, and the headline is, "Are humans a hybrid between monkeys and pigs?"
And I didn't even bother reading this because I figured it was so nonsensical.
Yes, I saw this on Facebook. I didn't bother reading it because I thought, oh, yeah, right, whatever. but then somebody sent it to me, somebody who I trust, and said, this is the most fascinating thing that I've seen all day. And so I said, well, if this person thinks it's interesting, maybe I'll take a look at it. And what he had sent me was the original article that appeared on this guy's blog, which, you know, say what you want about non-peer-reviewed hypotheses being published on the internet, right? Anyone can put anything they want on the internet. However, it is also a space where potentially there could be some gold, right? Like the Bitcoin white paper wasn't peer-reviewed, as far as I understand it. It was a white paper. It was published, posted online. You know, and sometimes there's
any peer can go ahead and review it anytime they feel like it.
Sure, yeah.
Actually, there's nothing wrong with that. Most news is being broken these days by bloggers.
Sure, yeah. So it can also be a space that controversial ideas and iconoclastic ideas even are put out into the world without needing to beg the gatekeepers of academic science for their permission to release these ideas. And some of them, sometimes with peer review, you know, you're asking your competition to approve your idea.
Indeed.
So this guy, Eugene McCarthy, he's got a PhD in genetics, and he's going to make a case that humans are actually hybrids, and they come from chimpanzees hybridizing with pigs. And we'll find out more about that in a moment here on Free Talk Live. You know, humans share a lot of characteristics with pigs, and this is kind of interesting. So 855-450-3733, or bring up anything that's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Back. This is Free Talk Live. You know, time gets away from us sometimes, and we do apologize for that. This is the Free Talk Live Sunday show, and Stephanie with you tonight.
And Brian.
And Mark.
We do apologize for the delay. 855-450-3733 is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. I'm all flustered here, and it's the last segment of tonight's program, so there might be time if you make your calls right now or on Skype at lrn.fm.
I want to hear about the cross between the chimp and the pig.
Okay.
I just do not believe this. I'm sorry. I don't care. I don't care if the Pope, Obama, and every other person on the planet come out supporting this. This just sounds too ridiculous to be true.
Mark, you are the living, you are the missing link, the male chauvinist pig.
Well, it is kind of funny how many expressions there are that relate to pigs. Yeah, there's male chauvinist pig. What are some of the other ones? Putting lipstick on a pig and the
No, never mind. I'm not going to say the joke. Go.
What?
No, I'm not going to say it. Go.
Okay.
Thanks.
Sweating like a pig, you know, and there's something to sweating like a pig.
Okay. All right. I'm going to say the joke.
Okay.
I think that comes from there is a group of people that demonize pigs, and that group has a lot of prolific writers. And
are you talking about Jews?
Yes. And
okay, noted.
So I think that's where that comes from. Well, not that they rule the world. They don't rule the world, folks, okay?
Well, but I do think that I do think that people who've lived in proximity to pigs, you know, like and dislike them for varieties of reasons. But I think that one thing that's very interesting is pigs are used in science a great deal to sort of be tested upon for, you know, to be humans. Most of the science isn't trying to make life better for animals. It's trying to make life better for humans. Also, headhunters, people that cannibals, claim that humans taste like pork.
Yes,
they call
I've
it
heard
long
that
pig.
Yes, I've heard that long ham, long pig, long pork. Yeah,
so that's interesting.
Yeah, even Richard Dawkins says that he thinks the reason why in the Bible it says don't eat pig is that pig meat is incredibly similar to human meat, so it would be too much like cannibalism. And I used to think that was not true. I thought it was for hygiene reasons because pork can have parasites in the muscle, but maybe it makes more sense after reading this. But we do have a call on the line. Let's talk to, I think this is Howie. Hi, Howie.
Yes,
you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, all of you. I'm glad I got in touch with you because I just wanted to relay some thoughts. It's like, you guys, like, really work well together, and it's very enjoyable. I know, like, I hang out and chat, and I've connected with others that hang out in there. And as turbulent as that can be, it is a very good experience, and I would recommend it, like, if anybody can try to, like, just get to know the people that are there.
Chat.freetalklive.com. Howie's trying to bring in new blood.
Absolutely.
Cool. I'm glad you found some connection there.
It was a great night. It was a great show. So I just wanted to call in, like, in the last minutes and just relay, like, I love this show. And
thank you.
People tell me that they do, like, I know I'm, like, the crazier caller, and I don't mean to be anything.
We like the crazy ones. You know, it's much better than being a boring caller. Not saying you're crazy, Howie.
Yeah, I hear you. But, you know, I do my best, and I'm a human being, and you guys are the same, and you, like, everything you express is, like, I share it with as many people as I can, so I know it's just going to...
People might
hate me. Why? Just because I like you guys, but more will understand that this is good stuff. It's good radio, and you guys are doing good. So
thank you so much.
I just wanted to relate that. Thanks, guys.
So much, Howie. Appreciate your thoughts. Glad you're enjoying the show.
Yeah, you're awesome.
Okay, well, bye-bye.
Really appreciate hearing
that. Yeah,
you.
That's really nice.
Yep.
Cool. Okay, so humans, chimps, and pigs. So this guy, Gene McCarthy, he has a PhD in genetics, and he really starts out, because, Brian, as you said, I can't remember if he said this on the air or not, but science changes its mind kicking and screaming. That's for sure. Once something is established,
right,
it's surprising how resistant scientists are to actually new ideas.
Recently, I think there's been very good evidence that the Big Bang did not occur, and that the creation of our universe comes from a very different affair, a fourth-dimensional black hole. I'll just say that. But it's going to be a long time before textbooks are saying that.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, it does need experimental evidence to verify this. Like, obviously, what really needs to be done, and there will be a lot of backlash if anybody tries to do this, what really needs to be done is somebody needs to fertilize a chimpanzee egg with pig sperm and see if that works.
Is that what they're claiming, is the pig's the father?
Yes, that the mother is the chimp, and he even goes into the idea of, like, well, was it chimps or bonobos? Because chimps and bonobos are two types.
Bonobos are lovers.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, they're the lovers.
Fighters.
They're the lovers of the ape community.
So those are the two closest relatives, genetically speaking, to humans. And so people generally accept that humans are descended from chimpanzees or bonobos or maybe both.
So where's the proof? Because I'm going to need much more than this.
Yes,
I certainly respect your opinion in these areas, Stephanie, and the fact that you say that this is worth looking into.
I'm not saying I completely believe it, but it's definitely worth, I would say it's
And the rebuttal
worth
stinks
into.
So
yeah,
far.
There's a so-called debunking, which doesn't do anything but say, oh, this isn't worth looking at. It was in the Daily Mail. Well, this guy went to extensive, he has citations, he has carefully laid out evidence that he posits that he believes humans are have some pig genetics in them. And I think it's very interesting, and at least it deserves a read, because it is fascinating stuff, especially if you have a background in biology. So, okay, basically, this is like a really long article, so we'll link to it on Free Talk Live's page. But the high points are, there are certain characteristics that... So he's going on the premise that, okay, we accept that humans are descended from chimps. And he's also going with the idea that he believes that humans are a hybrid of some kind.
I thought they weren't descended from chimps, and that in fact it was a weaker sort of ancestor,
previous ancestor,
some ancestor.
Okay, well, for the purposes of his writing, he accepts the premise that apes or chimps are an ancestor of humans.
Okay,
and he talks about hybridization. That there's myths about hybrids based on mules, basically that they're always sterile, mm-hmm. but that's actually not true. Usually they are fertile.
And sometimes mules are fertile too. It's happened.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. So he lays out these features. A lot of human characteristics can be explained because they're very similar to chimps, right? Like sort of the facial features mm-hmm. and some of the behavior.
Seems like some very obvious correlations.
Yeah. But there are other features that humans have that are not, that humans have, but no other primates have. So, for instance, cooling by sweating is one of those. Earlobes, a nose that has cartilage in it and sticks out from the face.
Okay.
The distance between the nose and the upper lip, and the philtrum, which is like the little dent that's in the middle of above your upper lip in between your nose.
Yeah.
Only humans have that.
Interesting.
Apes don't have that. And then he goes into some other stuff like eyelashes, eyebrows.
Pigs have beautiful eyelashes.
Exactly, and light eye color are other facial features. And there are, like, no documented cases. Like, apes don't have light eye color. They only have dark eyes.
Mm.
There's only one documented case ever of a gorilla having blue eyes. But pigs frequently have light eyes, and they have eyelashes and eyebrows.
And they'll have two different color eyes? Sure.
Yep, and they have very sparse hair on their bodies compared to... chimps, it's more like humans.
I suppose.
And of course, Mark is a pig farmer, so he has, he can verify a lot of this.
Other features of the skin, primates don't have a layer of fat underneath their skin. It's called the subcutaneous
fat. That disgusting subcutaneous fat.
Whereas pigs do, and also humans do.
Yes.
And so there's a lot more here. I'll leave you to read it on your own
if you
want to at facebook.freetalklive.com. Tonight, this has been the Sunday Show of Free Talk Live. This is Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
I don't know. You see the resemblance between some humans and pigs and chimps. So, gotta make you wonder. Freetalklive.com. We'll see you next time.
The Electronic Frontier Foundation, or EFF, fights to protect your rights in the digital world. When a patent troll threatened podcasters, they fought back. EFF has also defended your right to encryption and has sued the NSA to end the government's mass suspicionless surveillance. There are different ways you can help EFF, from donations, to signing petitions, to writing your representatives, to just spreading the word. Find out more at EFF.org. That's EFF.org.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to Vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin, and quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.